estimated that he'd have, let me see now, 50 billion. He'd spend at the rate of 50 billion from June 30th to January the 1st.
Right.
He'd spend at the rate of 58 from January the 1st to June 30th. That'll give him an overall average of 54. Now, he's not going to miss that 100 million, it looks like.
Well,
it looks like he's going to stay right at it. Now, he's got that budgeted.
Right.
And Jim Webb is going to spend about 250 million more than he anticipated. Well, he thought he'd spend that much, but our smart boys thought he wouldn't, and they cut him that much, but he's going to be right, Jim Webb is, instead of the budget. But he's going to turn off 75 to 100,000 men next fiscal year. He's past his peak. And I'm going over to agriculture at 9:45, about 10 minutes. Freeman says that all their things are turning down now, that he's over his hump, and we'll go to getting reductions in the wholesale price index and consumer too as a result of the wheat that he's been selling, the corn he's been selling, and bacon coming down, and butter's off 7 cents a pound, and he's been putting oleum margarine in, and things of that nature. Generally, food, the vegetable freezes in Florida and Texas over with, and so they've dropped them 25-30%, the fresh fruits and vegetables. That was a high part of it. And the milk, he's raised sport price, and he's going to get that cheaper. And butter's off 7 cents a pound because we're using a lot of margarine. Pork's down, it's double last year, but it's way off 25% in the last. Beef's going to hold, it's not going to go up or down. But generally speaking, he thinks he's hit the worst of his food increases.
I see.
Housing. Looks like it's, I guess it'll have to come up with the spring, but the last months they've been mad as hell. Real estate board and home builders been in giving me hell, saying that they can't get any money, and they can't build, and I've stopped everybody from constructing, and they're off 17% under last month and 11% under this same month last year, and when everybody else has done more business. So that's about it. I just wanted to kind of get your feel. I believe we will cut back some of our things. I'm not issuing the order as a mandatory one because I don't want to ever be so inflexible. I can't shift a little if I have to.
Right.
But I've just got them locking up their REAs and their dams and their roads. And I think that we'll squeeze a good 10% cut out of our public stuff. The mayors and the governors are doing a good deal of reevaluating. The mayor of Philadelphia told me he's canceling his bond issue. The governor of New Jersey canceled his 442 turnpike,
right.
142 million. So I don't believe it's having any harm in those sectors. I believe whatever we're doing is helping a little. McNamara just called me. He had taken $622 million out of construction, and he had a hearing at breakfast this morning.
Well,
and the congressmen are just raising hell wanting him to put it back.
Yeah.
And he just says he will after Vietnam, but he's not going to build an officer's club at Savannah, Georgia now to compete until we get this behind us. So McNamara and Governor of New Jersey cut $1 billion out. Well, now that's not, if you're worried about $60 billion.
Well, that's...
Implant investment. There are just two items that I know of quickly. Now, I don't know what the rest of them are doing, but I just got little items. I got $3.5 million in Texas yesterday, and I just sent it back and told them to hold it, to REA.
Right.
And so I believe that...
Well, this is gonna do some good, and there's no question that
the utility people the other night all came in, and I got letters from them yesterday saying that they were revising their plans. I got letters from some of the oil people saying they're gonna hold up. I got letters from John Harper, the aluminum company. Fred Capel's reviewing all of his stuff, seeing what he can forego. Now, McCollum of Continental, and
right.
they gave me some specific figures. Post Office Department, for instance, has 57 million budgeted for this quarter in construction. That's new post offices. They cut 27 out of it. That's a little item, but if all the people doing that, why, that might give us a little relief.
Oh, that might help a lot. And I don't think there's any question we don't really know how much they'll be able to cut back. I wish on this tax thing that we could get some authority for flexibility in it sometime, but Wilbur Mills says that's just out of the question.
They will never do that, and he won't do this now.
Right.
And the trouble is, when I get up there, they're going to take my investment credit off if I get up with any bill.
Well, that, yes, and I agree with Secretary Fowler on that. I think that we ought to try to leave that as a permanent thing. I'm not with the economists on that.
Wish you'd watch this thing, and anything that's bad that shows up that looks like it's heating, mark a red pencil around it. Anything that's good that shows like somebody may be trying to temper things or may have an impression, may make an impression on you, mark it with a red pencil and send your messenger over to me the next few days. Just kind of give me a little guidance.
All right, fine, Mr. President.
Point up these little things to me and I'll be back in touch with you.
Right, and I think you did a splendid job at that meeting. I think it's just a case of, it's very hard for these businessmen to come to grips with this sort of thing.
Well, labor's mad as hell, but I think it may make them stand up after I took that action on the strike Sunday and made them go back.
Right.
I think that they may have a little more guts to stand up. I noticed Wall Street Journal this morning says that they say that they're just not going to give in to these wage demands as much as they are. I just believe it. I don't see it cost us much.
No,
it might help. So anyway, if I just get a few companies just not to dodge my guidelines on these wage increases, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I'll make a note of anything I see here and send it over to you.
You tell your economist to watch for stuff on both sides and then interpret it for me. Just put a little tight note on top of it. Just say this. Here's what this means, and this is good, and this is bad. Let me look at it the next few days.
All right, fine, sir.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.